Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I bet. Amazing why.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Dave Fuller back on the show. Dave is a new friend. He's the he's a certified professional business coach. The owner and the founder of Fuller Business Development and the author of Profit Yourself Healthy, Earn More, Worry Less. That sounds good to me. What about you folks? Dave Fuller, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. You also got your own radio show, right?
I do. I have a health radio show up in Canada here, and it broadcasts across Canada, a bunch of community radio stations.
Yeah.
Not as big a following as you, I can tell you that, and I haven't done as many interviews as you. So.
But, well, we're glad you're doing it, because I know you're doing good up there, and congratulations on your book. So let's talk about profits first, and then we'll talk about health. Then we'll tie them together. What have you learned as a 30-year veteran in the trenches of making payroll every Friday? What have you learned about profitability?
Well, you know, Jim, making profits can be really tough for a lot of small business owners. And it took me a while to, like it does, you know, some small business owners, to really get the right mindset. And I think there's really three factors that are key to profitability, and they might surprise you. Well, they won't surprise you, but they might surprise other, you know, small business owners, that the number one factor is that the business owner really needs to have a profit mindset. And what I mean by this is that it took me a while. You know, I have a partner in the business when I started out, but he's quite a bit older, and he said, Dave, you know, you're in business to make profit. And for me, really, I was in business to build the business, to grow the business, to, you know, get those
achievements. I bet you were focused more on cash flow, weren't you?
Well, I was focused on cash flow. And, you know, a lot of small business owners are focused on cash flow.
And that's important. There's nothing you got to do that.
You do have to do that. But at the same time, you know, you got to be focused on margin. You have to be focused on average sale. You have to be focused on that conversion rate. How many people are coming in, contacting your business, and how many of them are actually buying? So there's a lot of other things that are going on. And as small business owners, sometimes we're only focused on growing that business.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's the thing you gotta realize is growth is important, but as I've told people many times before, you can grow yourself right out of business. You can succeed yourself out of business.
Oh yeah, and Jim, I can tell you that, you know, I deal with a lot of business owners, and I can see it all the time, because what happens is that, you know, we use certain tactics when we're growing our business, and as we get to a certain point, those things have to change because we need to be able to do things differently.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's an aha day when you figure out that it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
Well, that's right. You know, but to even go a little further, Jim, I think that as business owners, a lot of us small business owners, we're flow drifting along in our businesses. We're drifting along through life because we don't have a plan. We haven't taken the time to do a 5-year plan or a 1-year plan.
Right.
So we don't know, you know, what we want out of that business. And until we can figure that out, then, and take the time, and it doesn't take a lot of time to do that. But once we do that, it changes everything.
Would you agree with me when I say that one of the biggest impediments to a business owner not being profitable, a business not being profitable, is the owner's lack of understanding and awareness of their own profit margin and their gross profit percentage?
Jim, I think you're dead on right there too, because I talk to a lot of business owners, and sometimes, you know, when I'm working with them, I say, let's see your financials. And they say, you know, I haven't done my financials for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? You know, you haven't looked at them?
Oh, yeah.
No, the accountant does them, and I don't. You know, these are your report cards, guys.
Right.
These are These are how you know what's telling you whether you're winning or losing this game of business. And so, you know, if you don't understand, you know, what your margin is, which is really simple math. It's, you know, we think that those formulas are brain science, but really they're really simple. It's the difference between what you're selling your product for and what it's costing you.
Right.
So you know, as small business owners, we don't need to be scared by our accountant and you know our you know be in those financial statements, because there's only a few things that we need to look at. But if the, you know, if we look at them on a regular basis and we understand how to do that, boy, it can make a huge difference for us.
Well, you know, one thing about it is your margin, your gross margin is how you cover your nut, right? I mean, everybody knows, most business owners probably know how much money they spend every month. And if you don't know what your gross margin is, I mean, that's the minimum your gross margin has to be. And that's what a lot of people miss. Dave, give me your website, please.
My website is profityourselfhealthy.com.
All right, so check it out. That's also the title of the book. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Dave Fuller. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.